We're up to Ayin Zayin. That's the sixth chapter of the 10 chapters that we read. And Ayin Zayin. Again, the benefit over here is not only to read the Tikkun HaKlali, but try to understand at least a cursory understanding of what's being said. So it's on page 674. Beautiful chapter again. You always need the Malbim to tell us what's the backdrop of this story over here. And the backdrop is where are you, Acham Malbim? He just says Husada la Galut. General chapter. It's on the exile. Lamna Seya al Yidutun. Okay, how many times do you see that word? Yidutun. Anybody have any idea what Yidutun is? Le'asaf. Well, we know what Asaf is. Asaf was one of the sons of Korah. Remember we learned already some of these chapters were actually, you know, said by the children of Korah. Ubne Korah, Avir, Asir, Ve'ilkanav, Abi Asaf. Asaf is Abi Asaf. So who is Yidutun but? So that she says, Aladatot, it's a chapter on the Yidutun, on the decrees and on the judgments that the Goyim place on Klal Yisrael. Wow, so Yidutun basically is the theme of the chapter. This is the chapter of Yidutun. Wow, what a word. I went to Magid David, it was Hebrew, but I never told what the word Yidutun was. Yidutun is, again, Mitzudat David, same word. Ma'avura datot, meaning the decrees, v'dinim ha'ovrim ha'Yisrael. Or, hushem kli nigun. Or it's an instrument. The Yidutun. Go to Sam Esh, ask him if he has a Yidutun.
One
yeah, please, exactly. We're learning Tehillim. Could you give us a Yidutun on loan? I think he's going to go with the first shot of that sheet.
Yeah, no,
don't you, that we don't go with the Yesh Omni. No such instrument. Right, what do you play? The Yidutun. It's Nathan Rudy. I'm sure Nathan knows about the Yidutun. My Sabman. Lamnasea al Yidutun le'asaf mizmor. Okay, so it's a mizmor. What's the mizmor? Koli el Elohim be'etzaka. You see, David, by the way, he always prays to God, by the way. If we would only learn that lesson alone. Anytime he had a problem, bingo, he went straight to Borei Olam. He reached. And by the way, it's his own words. It's not like he prayed the Amidah, a fixed text. Of course, these were written by Ruach HaKodesh, but he was talking to God in his own lashon, which is the best tefillah. Koli el Elohim v'etzaka, my voice is to God, v'etzaka, and I cry out. Koli el Elohim, my voice is to Elohim, v'azin elai, and he will listen to me. The Malbim says, "Any tzorek al inyanei atzmi." I'm not asking for personal things. Rak al anogea binyanei Elohim. Koli el Elohim. I'm praying for spiritual things, for Elohim things. My voice is directed to Elohim inyanim, inyanei Elohim. Ve'tzaka gam etzaken ve'omer betzakeni shekoli hu Elohim shogel lechbot shemo v'alken bekashtim sheyazin elai, which means. That's already saying my prayers are directed to spiritual things, and koli el Elohim, and I let God know that I'm telling God that I am specifically asking only about Elohim things. Therefore, as in life, listen to me. The books bring down that when you pray for spiritual things, yeah, God answers you because that's not personal. That's for Him. So if you're praying for ruhaniyut, that's the best tefillah to get answered. So he was praying for Ruhaniyut over here, some sort of Ruhaniyut, according to the Malbim at least. So what happens? Biyom sarati Hashem, on my day of trouble, darashti yadi. Now she says yadi means makati. Well, yadi doesn't mean hand. Yadi means a makah. Laila negera velo tafug me'ana hinachem nafshi. Laila negera, בגלות זה שהוא כלילה, this galut is like darkness, היא נגירה לך ומרה, it brought me to depression and sadness, ולא תפוג, it does not dissipate. So let's read again. ביום סרתי, that's referring to the troubled times, דרשתי ידי, I like to see that word ידי, ביום סרתי, השם דרשתי. Ah, they have to read it like that. Biyom sarati, on the day of my trouble, Hashem darashti, I sought God out. Yadi laila nigira velo tafug. Yadi, my hand, zaba leha, was oozing pus. Velo tafug.
I think the targum is completely different. Rabbi.
Hashi, targum. ביום אקטי, my troubled times, ולפן מנקודם השם, תבעית שאלת עליי נבואה בליליה. He said, I got a prophecy.
כן, דרשתי ידי לילה. Like, I asked, like, you know, he's like, he's...
I got a prophecy at night. But we want to get the simple shot over here from the Mefarshim. He says here, ביום סרתי, בעת בו צרה, דרשתי את השם, ידי. רצו לומר, מכתי, okay, he's learning again, ידי is מכתי, my wound. Tizal alai was oozing kol alayla and did not get better. Okay, so if we learn like that, yadi laila nigira, it kept on flowing, my trouble, my pain, velo tafug, did not dissipate.
Maybe pshat, it was in his hand, had the makah.
Yeah.
His hand in the makah, yeah. His
hand
was oozing.
Yeah, yeah. But that's a mashal, to my pain did not dissipate. That's what it means. It's not a physical pain in his hand. It's his mashal. Like the wound of my hand did not go away when I went to sleep in pain. Therefore, I refused to be consoled because the pain was still there. So therefore, what he says, "Iskera Elohim v'hemaya." I remember God v'hemaya, and I cry out to him. What is Iskera? What did he remember? I remember when God was good to me in the good times. I remember the chesedin that God did to me when He loved when the love was shown. Iskira Elohim ve'emaya asicha. She says beotan chesedin ve'tovot. I spoke. I reviewed those chesedin ve'tovot. And what happened? Ve'titatef ruchi sela. Ma ve'titatef ruchi. My soul became enveloped in it. Let's see how they explain that. Oh, he became it surrounded him. So here you see an interesting lesson over here. When a person is going through bad times, one of the ways to limatika dinim is to remember the good times that God did for you. David HaMelech is going through difficult times of galut. So he said, what did he do during the galut? Iskera Elohim. I remember the hasadim that you did. So he's trying to limatik the din with the hasadim. Asiha, I spoke them. So there is a benefit to talk about the good times during the bad times. And then what does he say? Ahazta shemurot enai. Rashi. Shemurot lashon ashmorot alayla. Shemurot is like ashmorot, the early, the early morning. Ashmorot alayla means at night. Sheadam ni'ud mishinato. And when a person wakes up in the night, so after a long night's sleep, so he gets up, he feels rejuvenated. My eyes are always shut closed, like I'm a man that's sleeping. From the difficulty of my heart, but sarot shani ro'eh. My spirit can't catch itself. The ena dibur, I can't even talk. So the pasuk says, "Achazta shemurot enai," which means usually in the ashmoret the eyes are open, but the galut held my eyes closed. Achazta shemurot enai. Normally, when a person goes through darkness of sleep, he gets up rejuvenated. Here, the galut always kept me in the my eyes closed.
Rabbi, this says suffering which God decreed upon Israel in exile was so intense that it made sleep impossible.
Oh, that's another interpretation. That's nice. Made sleep impossible. That is going to be. Let's see who says it. Give me who says that.
This is just the English in the bottom. I don't know.
In the parentheses?
No, yes, that's Radak. Sheyu erot tamid. The eyes were opened. Velo ishan merob tzarot.
You held his eyelids.
Right, he held his eyelids open. That's right. V'Rabbi Moshe Akwen ben Gikdala Pirish. Shemurot shem tol af apayim. Shemurot are the eyelids, because they protect the eye. So that's nice. Shemurot, the eyelids that protect the eye. Ki'ilu ahazta apayim. I like that. You were holding my eyelids open.
From sleeping,
because the troubles were so great. I guess you're right. During a wartime, nobody sleeps a full sleep. You sleep with one eye open. So he's saying, David HaMelech, I like it. Ahazta shemurot enai. The way that doc will take. You held my lids open, so to speak, where I couldn't sleep from the troubles. Nif'amti v'lo adaber. Why is it nif'amti v'lo adaber? I'm reading again the Radak. Amar ani er balayla o mehashev al tzarotai. All night long I would just agonize over the troubles that I'm going through. U'baboker in the morning, ani nishbar v'lo uchal adaber. I wasn't able to speak in the morning. I mean, from the agony of the night, I had no speech in the morning. Amazing. Troubles over here, Rabotai. And what did David HaMelech say? Hishavti yamim mikedem. I remember the old days. Again, l'skor hasrim shetim abotenu. Yamim mikedem. Zaman, the old days. Shinot olamim. The days of yesteryear. Right, olamim is like zmanim. I remember the good times, he says. And then he says, Ezkera neginati balayla. What is neginati balayla? Rashi. Bimei ha-galut hazeh shu dome le-layla, ani zocher et neginotai shehayiti menagen bebet ha-mikdash. I remember the music of the Bet ha-mikdash. Again, David HaMelech is writing this, you know, at an earlier time, prophesizing on a later time. This is the Klai Sale talking. I remember the music of the temple, Levim. So again, Iskeran Ginati Balayla. Balayla means the Galut, it's Domele Laila. I remember the beautiful music that was played in the temple. Im de Babi Asiha, Rashi, Ani Mehashev Ruchim Mechapes, Mahi Ken Midatosh Lakadosh Baruchu. In my heart, I am conversing and I'm analyzing what does God want? Mechapes Ruchi. I'm searching. What does Hashem want from us? And then he says, "Hal olamim yiznah Hashem? Is God going to leave us forever? Is God going to abandon us forever? How long is this galut going to happen? Ve'lo yosif nirtzot od? Is God never going to get appeased anymore? That's it. Is the appeasement of God?" V'lo yosif nirtzot od? Is God never going to get appeased? That's rhetorical. You have to read that as with a question. Hal olamim yisma Hashem? V'lo yosif nirtzot od? He'afes lanesa chasdo gamar omer ledor vador? Which means, he'afes lanesa chasdo, is God's chasadim over? That she says, shemek kala chasdo, maybe it's finished. Gamar omer ledor vador? Gezerat olam shelo yeshuv macharono od. Maybe Gamar Omer, God made a decree. Gamar Omer, God made a decree and said, Nedor Vador, my anger will never subside. This is David HaMelech saying rhetorically. Again, Hashachah Hanot El. Hanot means lechanen, to have mercy. Hashachah Hanot El. Has God forgotten to have mercy on us? Im kafas be'afra hamav sela. Kelowat im sagara rahamim le'olam kafas, just to close your hands like. Look, tikpots, don't close your hands against the aniim. Im kafas be'afra hamav, has God closing the box of mercy? Has it been closed? Im kafas be'afra hamav sela. Which means, he has closed the mercy and replaced it with anger. im kafatz be'af rachamav. He has closed the mercy with af because of his anger. This is David Amelech's reaction. What's going to be? And this is my reaction also. 2,000 years. When is it going to end? How big is the price that we have to pay for galut? 2,000 years is a long time. So therefore, the Jew starts to question when is this going to end over here? Maybe it's not. And that's what the Goyim claimed. The Goyim claimed it's over. God has forgotten the Jewish people. God's mercy of the Jewish people is finished. He's replaced you with another name. That's the biggest proof. The biggest proof that they're right is that, look, all the other galuyot was 70 years, a couple hundred years. It's 2,000 years. That means it's over. God has forsaken you. So David HaMelech says, hey, is that what's happening here? Va'omar. So I said, halotihi. Lashi. Machshevotai omrotli. He says, my thoughts tell me, en zot ela lahloti ulyereni lashuv elav. Aha, Lashon Holi. Which means God's doing this to get us sick in order what? In order to make teshuvah. Shenot yemin elyon. Et asher nishtanit yemin elyon shaitan edari bekoach. Ve'achshav eshiva chol yemino. Ah, beautiful. Shenot yemin elyon. God's yemin elyon has changed. Normally what happened with God's right hand, yemin Hashem nedari bekoach. Yemin Adonai tirat soyev. God's right hand used to destroy the Goyim. Now that right hand that was used to destroy the Goyim is using to destroy us. So that's what the Pasuk says. Shenot Yemin Elyon. It changed. The Shenot. What changed? Yemin Elyon, God's upper hand, instead of being used against the enemy, is being used against us. Iskor Ma'aleleya. Again, he remembers the old good days. Ma'aleleya, all the Nashkachav Hashem, Eskera ki Eskera mekedem pelecha. When I remember all the miracles that you did, that she says, Adladak pelecha shasita mekedem mitzrayim. I remember all the miracles you did in Egypt. Kishe eskora otam ma'alim, all the different wonders shasita mekedem osenu mitzrayim. Ki ayum ma'asim shelo haya adam mekaveh. Nobody anticipated it. Velo ala alev ish. Nobody ever thought that such miracles would happen. And when did these miracles happen? After we already were hopeless, and after we gave up, and after we thought we'd never get out. That's beautiful. Which means, that's probably why we have to remember Mitzrayim over and over again. Because Mitzrayim is the perfect mashal. I guess 210 years in Egypt is an eternity. And it's even worse than this galut. Because this galut, at least it's, we have freedom. You're 210 years, you don't have any statistic. You don't have any odds to get out. What are the odds you're going to get out? There's no chance to get out. You don't have an army. You don't have any advocates. There's no lobby. AIPAC wasn't around those days. So how are you going to get out of Egypt? Paro is the strongest empire that ever existed. They have all the money, they have all the soldiers, they have the best army ever in history, the Sus Verochebo. So we were hopeless. And especially if all you know is that you were a slave, your father was a slave, your grandfather was a slave, and your great-grandfather was a slave. So that's all you know. I mean, the Holocaust was 4 or 5 years. This is 210 years of this. And the Avodat Parech was 86 years. So you talk about a concentration camp of 86 years. That we never saw in history. Because the Holocaust, as bad as it was for 5 or 6 years, whatever it was, in the 40s, early 40s, 1938 to 1944. Was it 6 years? This is more than 10 times the amount. And it was a Holocaust because they used the babies as bricks, bloodbaths, and gezerot every single day. Kashiri anuoto. So you ask a Jew in Egypt, in those days, you know, what's your anticipation? There's no anticipation. We'll never get out of here. We'll never get out of here. It's over. They had to make, Yush. Especially Moshe Rabbeinu's not there anymore. So he went, he left. That was their only hope. And then all of a sudden, overnight, 1 year, 10 makot come out, all of a sudden everything turned around, they got out. So therefore, in the Galut, we always remember Mitzrayim, because That's our great consolation. So the pasuk says, "Iskor ma'aleleya," all the different maneuverings of God. Ki iskeram mikedem pelecha. I'll remember all the pilaot, the wonders that God did, because that consoles me. If that hopeless situation turned that into a redemption, so there's a precedent. It can happen again. How did he explain Job Ma'aleleya? Just to get the right English word.
Oh,
Yud Bet, 12.
I recall the works of Yah when I remember your ancient wonders.
Okay, so the works. Ma'aleleya is the works. Right, the wonders is nefleotecha, pelecha. So it's your works. Yeah, Ma'aleleya, the works, meaning the maneuverings of God. You know, the hashkaha. This happened, that is, the hashkaha. Beautiful. Ve'agiti bechol pa'olecha. What does he say? I utter all of your works. U'ba'alilotecha, and all of your alilot, your work. Asiha, I talk. So again, it seems that that's part of the inyan of galut. You have to constantly remember the chasadim that Hashem did. That's this whole chapter over here. That even though he's going through a suffering time, they didn't forget the good times. And that's mimatek the deen itself. Elohim bakodesh darkecha mi'el gadol kelohim nashi derech midatcha lekadesh et shemcha ba'olam la'asot din barsha'im. Oh, Elohim, God Almighty, bakodesh darkecha, your way is to make kiddush Hashem. How? By destroying the goyim who go against Am Yisrael. Mi'el gadol kelohim, who is like God? Ata el osefele. God, make a wonder for us. Odata ba'amin ozecha. Show the goyim your strength. Ga'alta bezroa amecha. You redeemed us already once with the strength of your hand to your nation. Bnei Yaakov v'Yosef Selah. The children of Yaakov and Yosef Selah. Ra'ucha mayim. I guess that's Kiryat Yam Suf. Elohim. Ra'ucha mayim yahilu. Afir gizutum, what Rashi says, kishenigleta alayam. Yeah, when you appear to us at the at Yam Suf. You listen to our prayers. And what happened? Zormu mayim. Avot. Kol natenu sha'akim af hatzatzecha yitalachu. Okay, let's explain that over here. Mazu zormu mayim avot. Let's get the you got a beauty malbim over here. Get the malbim. Zormu mitzayer, page 682. Mitzayer shebikiat mehayam lemata, the splitting of the sea on earth, netava al yedid galut teva zot meshursham lemala. Something happened in heaven. Shemisham bahanes, kemo she'amar ra'ucha mayim, ra'ucha mayim. But you see in the last pasuk it says ra'ucha mayim twice, ra'ucha mayim in the shamayim, and that ra'ucha mayim in the shamayim caused ra'ucha mayim on earth. This is what happened. But pisa yitzeh shemikata mayim ba'ayam nemata nishtashem shemikata mayim ba'ananim be'igud neshima. Oh, science now. That something happened above in the clouds. Just like you split the clouds up, which means what happens in Shamayim, God splits the clouds up. So the clouds go one way and the clouds go the other way. It's like splitting the waters, because the clouds have water in it. So when the clouds divide, so it's like splitting the waters. So same thing that God does in the heavens, by splitting the clouds up with the wind, God took this wind and split the waters on earth, the ones that came out of the clouds already. It goes into this whole thing over here. Look at the next one. Zormu mayim avot, ha'avot, which is the clouds, ha'givohot, the top, the high clouds. Zormu mayim b'shef arav, they were spilling water. Ba'kiru avim al yonim, v'ze ba'alidei ra'am ba'barak. There was a certain thunder and lightning in heaven. Sha'al ra'am anisi. There was a voice in the Shakim, the heavens, and that came all the way down to split the sea on earth. Okay, so he's giving you a whole science, exactly, miracle science, of course, how this happened. Zormu mayim, the waters were split avot in the clouds. Kol natu Shakim, there was a voice in the upper worlds. What's hatzatzecha? Hatzatzecha.
Arrow.
Yeah, that what that's
arrows
of lightning. Yeah, the arrows. It does mean arrows. That is true.
Yeah, the lightning looks like an arrow.
Oh, the lightning.
Arrows of lightning.
Okay, that's referring to the lightning and the thunder of the upper worlds. All of a sudden, trickle down all of a sudden to create Kiryat Yam Suf. Okay, David understood this miracle clearly than we just understood it. It's what to see. So, you know, the stuff happened in the upper worlds. Okay. Called Ra'amcha. There was a voice of thunder, Bagalgal. He'iru Berakim. There was Berakim, which is a bolt of lightning, Tevel on the world. Ragza, Vatir'asha Aris. The world shook at the time of Kiryat Yam Suf. So it was a storm. Bayam Darkecha. Usvilecha b'mayim rabim ve'ekibotecha lo nodau. Rashi. Navi Rashi. Bayam darkecha shenefka hayam. Right? The sea splits b'mitzvotecha. Tavru Yisrael. You made a derech in the yam. Bayam darkecha. Usvilecha b'mayim rabim. Usvilecha lashon rabim. Aha. Usvilecha is plural, by the way. Many roads. We learned that Midrash said there were 12 roads. Each tribe had their own road. Ushvilecha, like it says, he says, legozer yamsuf, legzarim. Ushvilecha is plural. Bemaim rabim, ve'ikibotecha lo noda'u. En apitzion nikarot alamayim. You don't know footprints?
Your footsteps were not known. No, I think that after it closed that back, there was no sign that nothing happened.
Ah, yeah, that's the read says. Mepnei shechazru amayim nimkomam. I said, walk through, and then there was no record. He went right back. Nachita kason amecha, you guided the nation like a sheep. Biyad Moshe v'Aharon. Okay, that's nice. You guided us like. So again, let's go back to this chapter from the beginning again to read it just to get the flavor of it. Then we'll make an analysis. So lam naseyach al yedutun. So Yidutun, we said, is when the Jewish people are in Galut, when they're going through Datot and Dinim. Le'asap is more. Koli Elohim ve'asak, I call out to God, a spiritual call. Koli Elohim ve'azin Eli, to listen to me. B'yom sarati, my trouble time, Adonai, darashti yadi, laila. I'm sorry. B'yom sarati, Adonai, darashti, comma, I called out to God, yadi laila negira, my pain was unending. Ve'lotafug, it did not subside. I have no consolation. But I remember the good times, and I call out to God. I converse in them, but the difference, and I become enveloped, remembering the good times that God did for me. You kept my eyelids open during the galut. I couldn't sleep. I tried to speak, but the words did not come out of the bed. Again, I remember the early days. Yesteryear. I remember the music of the Beit HaMikdash, Balayla, and the Galut, Im the Babi Asiha, and I ponder, I'm trying to figure out why this happened. Hal Olamim, Yisnach Hashem, is God gonna leave us forever? Velo Yosef, so he's never gonna be appeased? Hafist, Anisach, Azdor, is God's Hesed finished? Gamar Omer, Adon Vador, is it over? Is it for generations? Hashachach, Anotel, has God forgotten to have mercy on us? Im Kafat, Be'af, Nachamav, is the Rahamim closed up? In exchange for his anger, Ba'amara said, Chaloti, God is doing this in order to make the show that's why we're sick. Shenot Yamin Elyon, God has changed his right hand against us. The right hand used to be to protect us. Now it's Shenot Yamin Elyon, the Yamin is now against us. Iskor Ma'aliyah, but I remember all the makings of God, the doings of God, all the wonders, V'agiti B'chopal, and I utter all the good things that God did about you. I see and I converse in the good Chasadim Elohim. Bakodesh Tarkecha, God, your way is to make Kiddush Hashem, to kill our enemies. Mi'el Gadok, who is like you, God? Atayin or Sefele, you made miracles for us, or do miracles. Odata Beim Ozecha. When did you do that? Ka'alta Bezoa Amecha, Benech of Sela, Ra'ucha Maim Elohim, the upper waters, Ra'ucha Maim Yachilu, the waters on the earth got scared. Afir Gizut Tomot, the waters underneath. Zormu Maim Avot, in the clouds, Konatu Shakin, there was a voice in the heavens. Afal Zikin Talak, when the lightning came down arrows, called Amcha Begalgal, there was the thunder, He'iru Berakim Tebel, the world got lightened up with lightning, Ragzav, and the world shook, Bayam darkech, he made a derech in the yam, ushvilecha, and the different roads, v'mayim labim v'kibotek, and then the footprints were covered up. Nachita kasur amir, you guide us, b'yad Moshe v'aharon, in the hands of Moshe and Aharon. So that's the simple. What in the words got to do with the tikkun klali exactly? Not too sure, but let's see if we have nechida. Nechida is in Chumat Anach. Yes. Look at this one. This is a beauty of Chumat Tanakh. Koli el Elohim ve'azin elai. Ma she'ani lomed batorah. Aha. Koli el Elohim. Which kol? Kol Yaakov. My voice of Torah goes to God. And therefore, you'll answer my prayers. So the chidah learns to me. Ve'al yedei Torah hazina elai. Ki alimud segula lekabalat tefilah. Beautiful. So we have a great. And he quotes a pasuk: "Ve'etz chayim ta'ava ba'a." You want your desires to get answered? Etz chayim. So we have a good system in the synagogue. We learn, then we pray. You can't get a better system. First, etz chayim, then Hashem. I prayed. So therefore, every morning we fulfill that. Koli Elohim. First, Koli Elohim, meaning to call Torah, and then Ve'etz haka. Then I go pray. Beautiful. Chayda.
Huh?
He didn't tell us what time. He didn't tell. No, he didn't. He didn't tell us about the 6:45 minyan. Actually. That's a good point. But somebody else, there's a lot of maybe the Hachai talks about it, I'm not sure.
Ba'ah is to leave, no?
Yes. I think they were smart enough not to stick their heads into this machloket. They knew better than I did. They didn't get involved in that one. It's easy to explain these hard words that get involved in that shul discussion. Anyway, Al Olamim Yiznach Hashem, next page on 77, Chumat Arach, Efshad Al Shekina Shishem Adanut Yidaber. Ah, that's why he uses the word Adanut in that pasuk. She emanu kiviyachod. The Shekhinah is with us in Galut. Vizoy etemiya kol hashirim halalu zanach ha-Shekhinah begalut. Timno yirachem ha-Shekhinah yaseh lechvod ha-Shemua. Right, which means, God, did you forget your Shekhinah is with us? Forget about us, but for your own Shekhinah's sake. Al-olam yiznach Adanut. Meaning, for no other reason, but for your purpose, for your name. That's Hidah learns. Next page of Hidah, let's see where he is. Okay, yeah, he has a nice piece here. Look at page 681. Ga'alta bezroa amecha b'nei Yaakov v'Yosef. Efshar lefi ma shekatabti ba'aniyuti b'makom achel laskim, devre razah b'medrashim, devre zohar hadash, de galut mitzrayim ala b'mkom shne galuyot. Wow. De galut mitzrayim counted like two exiles. Echad b'gezirat ben abetarim, והשני בשביל מחילת יוסף ועלה לכאן ולכאן זה מכפר both ובזה שהוא כמה חקירות זה מכלל לחמה ויתברך וזה מה שכתוב גאלת בזרוע עמך בני יעקב ויוסף שחייבים היו שני גלויות בני יעקב ויוסף it's two גלויות ובזרוע עוזך גאלת אותם של הגלות לשתיהם ראוך המים קי על גאלת בזרוע שהגאולה ממצרים קראת ים סוף היה בזרוע, בזכות יעקב שהוא כולל שלושה אבות, וזכות יוסף שהפליא לעשות עם אחיו, ובזכות אבות ויוסף נגלו ונכלה הים. הגם שמידת הדין הייתה מקטרגת ועד אחורם, ויאמרו על ים סוף, אם כזאת גברו ולחמה וזכות אבות ויוסף, איפה בעצם נזכות את האבות לסיספרד. והרב מורנו, הרב רבי ישראל אלגזי, בסוף מעלה לשון, רב יוזיים, פירש במה שאמרו, ראה הקדוש ברוך הוא שמידת הדין הייתה מקטרגת עליהם הישראל במצרים. He saw the Midat Adim was very strong on the Jewish people. Amad v'kafatz alem negran. So God himself came into Kassat. Shen emar, lachen emol v'yisrael, ve'en lachen el ha-shivu'a. V'amenu perik nazir, yamin shivu'a shen emar, nishba Hashem b'mino. U'bezo'a u'zo. V'zizu shamar, ga'alta b'zro'a amecha. Meaning you made a shivu'a in order to take us out. Ba'al ha-turim. Beauty. Look at the last Ba'al HaTurim. Nice piece of the Ba'al HaTurim. Nachita. The last pasuk is, you guided us like sheep. So he says, Bet B'masor. There's two times it says the word Nachita in Tanakh. One is, Nachita B'chazdecha. In the Ajashir. Nachita B'chazdecha. Amzu Ga'alta. And over here, Nachita Kason Amecha. What's the connection? Ma haru'e mar'e bason. Just like the shepherd guides the sheep. Kol echad lefi ha-mar'e ha-ra'uy lo. It takes it to the grazing to the grass that it needs. Certain grays, like it says, the younger ones eat certain type of grass, and the older ones have a different type of grass, and the middle aged ones. So the shepherd knows exactly where to take each sheep to eat. So to the cloud, manche otam kodachad defi mahalacho. Some people they can walk on higher terrain. Some people need to walk on a. So the cloud guided every single person where to walk. Hagadol lefi godo v'katon lefi kotno. That's amazing. So it was a
handicap.
Handicap. Exactly. It was a mamash, a personal GPS that everybody got on the cloud, that they knew exactly where they're supposed to walk. So that's because nachita kason. Nachita b'hasdecha u'ma haro'im marbit sason b'sa'orayim. And what happens? The ro'eh hits the sheep in the afternoon. Shelo yikim shlav v'ashem, to get them under the shade. So to that ananim to protect them. So therefore, it's two things. So the clouds did much more than just protect them from the missiles that the Egyptians were shooting at them. They actually guided them where to go, and they protected them from the heat. Is there another Bala Turim on this chapter? Bala Turim. Okay, it just says on Bnei Yaakov v'Yosef. We're called Yaakov v'Yosef. There's another time that it says that. Bet b'Masoret. Bnei Yaakov v'Yosef. Bet b'Masoret. V'yikare b'hem shemi. V'yikare shemo b'Yisrael. Well, what is it saying? Tet Zayin. Ga'alta b'zroa amecha Bnei Yaakov v'Yosef Sela. So he says, one says when they were blessing Menashe Ephraim, V'yikame Behem Shemi, and then V'yikare Shemo B'Yisrael. Those are two V'yikarez he gives you. Lomar, Shekol Shevtei Yisrael Yikaru Al Shem Yosef. V'yikare Behem Shemi, V'yikare Shemo B'Yisrael. That the Jewish people will be called not only Bnei Yisrael, but Bnei Yosef. Kedekhtim Ka'atav Zomecha Bnei Yaakov V'Yosef. We're all called Bnei Yosef. That could be also the... you know, it makes it Tikkun HaKlali. Yosef is Tikkun HaYesod. So we're called Bnei Yosef. Anything else in the Balat Turim? I don't see any more. Let's see, in the beginning of the chapters there, Balat Turim. No, it isn't Hachai, but that's a grammatic. And Hachai is an interesting book, by the way. It gives you all the grammatical stuff to get, if you want to read it. But that's one, they have a question on a word. But we don't have any questions on that. Ibn Ezra.
And Hachai was like a European, you think he's guy from Halab.
Yeah, exactly. So he's, Mr. Zarif's grandfather. Menachai is Rabbi Yedidya Shlomo Rafael Nurtzi from Mantoba. So you have no proof. Maybe could be a Sephardi. So it makes sense.
It makes 100% sense. Sometimes I remember someone saying.
Okay, so that's number six of the table. We'll stop over there.